Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. I'm going to launch from Matthew 6 and verse 34. It's going to be my text tonight, and just try to share a little thing or two with you, let you go home. Matthew 6 and verse 34, is everyone there? Amen. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Father, I thank you for the night, for the chance to be in your house and to stand behind your desk one more time. God, this could be the last time I ever stand. I don't know. So, Lord, I'm praying for your unction and your power. I pray you touch my voice and my mind, fill my mouth and guard my tongue. God, give me unction from above. I need your unction, Lord. I need your strength. I need your understanding. I pray that you'd help me expound to the people, Lord, on what the little thoughts you placed on my heart today. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're going to do, that you are God. And there is none other like you. I'll praise you for it all and forever and ask it in my King's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. My thought tonight is this: no tomorrow. No tomorrow. Someone said today is the tomorrow that you worried about yesterday. I think that's pretty accurate. But I'm thinking about no. He's saying don't think about tomorrow or the morrow. There's enough trouble today, there'll be trouble tomorrow. There'll be trouble from now on. So don't worry about tomorrow. And he's telling us, be concerned about today. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. It is the day. I'm thinking about no tomorrow and in this respect, because you may have lived through yesterday, but you will never reach tomorrow. Because when you get to tomorrow, it becomes today. So tomorrow, somebody wrote a country song one time, if tomorrow never comes, he should have sang, tomorrow never comes. Now tomorrow's on the schedule, and tomorrow's out there, and we have a plan for tomorrow, but when we get there, it'll be today. I'll never visit tomorrow. I'll talk about tomorrow. I'll think about tomorrow. We'll make plans for tomorrow. But when I get there, it'll never be tomorrow. It'll be today. He's saying, don't worry about that. You've got enough trouble today. Take care of today. Let me take care of today. And don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough evil to go around. There's evil today. There was evil in Jesus' day. There'll be evil tomorrow. Hey, that the world is full of evil. Now, I want us to think, not as much, oh no tomorrow, I'll hold that thought, that we'll never get to tomorrow. So let's be concerned about today. Psalm 118, I heard Mike Blanton preach on the day. He used this text. This is the day in which the Lord hath made. I'll rejoice and be glad in this day. It is the day in which the Lord hath made. He wants us to be concerned about this day. Cast down, not destroyed. This is the day the Lord hath made. Some seen their last day today. Some of us might see our last day tomorrow, but we'll never get to tomorrow, but we might see it today. Are you with me? Now, we know that now is that accepted time, 2 Corinthians 6 and 2. So when someone gets saved, we don't have time to put it off till tomorrow. That's why now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation. It is this day, not tomorrow, but now. Young people leaving here every day. Nobody thinks it can happen to their family until it happens to their family. And then they're like, I thought I'd have another tomorrow. No, you've just got today. Today is all we've got. We've just got right now. We don't know that we'll close this day out in another 4 hours. But we have now. Are you still with me? So how would the Lord have us? Well, he would have us living in the now. Now, I know where there's no vision, the people perish. That means a revelation, something revealed to them, the light turned on. But we should make plans, but Jesus tells us pretty plainly right here to be concerned about now. So we should be living in the now. If you were going to call someone, tell them what you thought of them today, how much you loved them, cared for them, or could do something for them. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Do it today. Are you with me? We should be living in the now. I don't know if I'm there or not. I want to go somewhere else. Go with me to James chapter 4. You need your Bibles tonight. This is like Bible study. Can't go wrong having Bible study. J. Vernon McGee said the biggest problem with churches, and he died in the late 90s, didn't he? Died in the late 90s, is that right? Anyway, he said the biggest problem in the churches was they never read the Word of God. Here we go. James chapter 4 and verse 13 says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain, whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. I think it's abundantly clear we'll never be in tomorrow, we'll be in today. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. What is your life? It is but a vapor. It seems like yesterday I was a 16-year-old boy, and today I'm a 60-year-old man, and I'm thinking, my word, where did this thing go? Where'd it go, Tony? It is a vapor that appeareth for a little time and vanisheth away. So let's not be concerned about tomorrow. We're living in the day now. Are you still with me? That's where he wants us living. I want us to look this. Consider this. Consider the looking. Matthew 24 and 50. Now we're back in Matthew. I didn't mark mine either, so I'm turning pages with you. Matthew 24 and verse number 50. Talking about how people begin to act when they didn't think their Lord was coming back. Verse 50 said, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him. So not only it's the living in the day, but it's looking in the day that makes a difference. If we're looking for the Lord to come in a day, this day, now, tonight, before midnight, it makes a difference in us. He's going to catch me in a bad way. I'm going to be having a bad day, bad time, be in a bad mood. Lord's going to show up. It's exactly what's going to happen. If he had known when his Lord, that servant, hey, it would have made a difference. He didn't know the hour when he's coming. Be ready in that day. It's the looking. To them that look for him, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation? The one that's looking. So it's not only living in the day, but it's looking in the day. Are you still with me? Luke 23:43. Some of you already know what that's about. My pages are stuck together. I'm flipping. Luke 23. And 43, and Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, when? Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. What's that got to do with? That's got to do with leaving. So we're living in the day, we're looking in the day, and we are leaving one day. We're going to leave one day. Josh called me early this morning about 8 o'clock. He said, Brother Mike, he said, I'm going to work. He turned around and went right back home. He said, I'm at home. He said, and mom's in a bad way, and you can come over if you want to. That means come over. And when I got there, Jason and Josh was there, Amy was there, Bubba was there, and Joe was laying on the couch, and she might have heard me, I don't know. I told him, I said, they tell me the last thing to go is hearing. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but I've been told that multiple times. I don't know. Maybe it's true. So I assume that it's true, and I respond thusly. And we made some small talk, and her numbers was in, her oxygen level was in the 70s. And he said, how long will it stay there? I said, it may stay there a little while. You don't know. I said, and she may not stay there long. So we made some talk, and he said, well, I wish you'd just go on. Now, he wasn't being cruel. He said, I don't want to watch this no more. It's hard to watch. I said, that's not being cruel or mean, Brother Josh. That's having concern and looking for mercy. That's what that's looking for. And we had a prayer. And I prayed the Lord would help her. And the angel would come. I mean, God's no respecter of person. And if the angel carried Lazarus into Abraham's bosom, somebody's going to have to show us how to get there. Because tell me, how you going to get there? You don't know which way you're heading. You need somebody to show you how. And I believe if somebody shows up, shows you how. So we begin to pray in that way. And the Lord got in the middle of the prayers. Really, it was the best I felt all day was praying over a woman that was about to leave this world. Now the world would say that's insanity right there. But I'm going to tell you, that's when the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up. And I began to pray over Sister Joe. And so we got through praying. I went back home. I got home, got my Bible opened up, sat down, started to read. And Josh texted me and he said, I think she heard your prayer. I said, well, good, praise the Lord. He said, no, said her numbers are going down. And it was heart rate 60, oxygen 60. He said, it's in the 40s. I said, you need to call a hospice girl. Is she going to need it? I said, yeah, she's going to need to be there. She's got a thing or two she's going to need to do, and you can't do it, so call her. I got there. She got there just in, isn't that just like God? Got there just in time. I laid down, took a nap, got up, message on my phone. Brother Mike, it's over. She's in heaven. It's over. He said, you know what? By now, she's already seen Jesus, and I believe she's seen Dad. Isn't that good? He didn't tell this fellow on the cross, next week you'll be with me. He didn't tell him, you'll be with me tomorrow. No, there wasn't a waiting period. No, when he left, praise God, when Jesus left, he went with him. He said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Today. You know when I leave? It'll be today. It'll be that day. The day the Lord hath made. That'll be the day that I leave. I won't leave on tomorrow. He said, don't even think about that. That's not when you're leaving. You're leaving today. Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. So we've got how we should live is in the day. How we should be looking is in the day, and how we will leave is in the day. Let's go to 2 Peter 3. Second Peter, and I'm going to start in verse 3 and read down through 8, and you bear with me, and I won't be much longer, I promise. This is today. What I'm reading right here is applicable to now. Right now. Knowing this verse, that there shall come in the last days, we've been in them for a while, scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Where's it at, Bible student? Where's it at, Christian? Where's his coming? You've been saying that. I've heard that all my life. Where's that at? Hang on, you infidel. He's going to show up one day. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that the word of God, but by the word of God, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. I don't know that, I've used this before, and I'm not sure I'm accurate in this. It just said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And it said for 120 years there. We know that he said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. And for 120 years, we believe that Noah was in the building of that ark. But now I know that preached to them, and he was a man of righteousness. And I don't know how much other preaching he done than that at the work spot, do you? Don't you know that they come up and they looked at that thing and they said, what are you doing? You think they're any different than us? It's made out of the same mud. What are you doing? Building an ark. Why? God told me to. Why you go to church? Because I love him. You never seen him? No, but I failed him. Why are you doing it at church? Why you go to church? Tell me all this. I'm telling you, this is the... We've got more religion and more spiritually ignorant people than we've ever had in America. They are ignorant to what this book says. They're saying, where's the promises coming? Where's he at? He's coming when you don't expect him to. In a day that you think not, that's right, Dean. They're willingly ignorant and it perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. This is what got me today. But beloved, I've quoted this umpteen times. That means a bunch in hillbilly. Umpteen is a lot. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. That one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. You know what we say about going to heaven? When did you get here? First one I ever heard this say this was Junior Gardner 28 years ago. And he said, somebody will say, well, I got here today. And you'll say, I just got here today too. Because there's just one day. You remember hearing June say that, all you that was here and heard him preach it. He's the first one I can recall saying that. And I'm studying on this today, and this is what I thought. So we believe around here, I preach and teach, and most agree, maybe some don't, but I believe that the Bible's clear in 1,000-year millennial reign of the Lord Christ. I'm satisfied with that. I'm pretty dogmatic about it, matter of fact. But I'm thinking, you know what? You know what that'll be? If we go to heaven for the wedding and we're coming back for the honeymoon, it's a one-day honeymoon. You know how long it lasts? 1,000 years. But you know what 1,000 years is? A day. It won't be on tomorrow. So we're going to spend a day. When we get there, it'll be a day. When we come back, it'll be a day. It'll be 1,000 years. It'll be like a day. And when we go back to heaven or stay here on the new earth, whichever, I think you can travel wherever you want to go. Say, where'd you get that idea? Jesus done it. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him. A plus. What will it be? No tomorrow. Just today. You know what? I've been with a lot of dying people. I mean, I never dreamed in 1,000 years when I was a little boy that this I'd do what I do. Because I didn't like hospitals, nursing home, or funeral homes. And that's where I live most times, besides church. Well, until COVID. But never dreamed that this is what I do. And I've seen a lot of people leave, and here's what I've heard a lot of folks say. Here's what they say, Tom. I wish I'd have had one more day. I just want one more day. Well, bless God, you know what the saved can say? You're going to get it. You got another day coming. Hey, the day here was troubled and hurting and sorrow and pain and suffering, but there's a better day, and the next day you're going to get is going to be the best day you've ever had. But that's only for the saved. That's only for the saved. That's not for the lost people. Don't have a good day left. It's torments forever. Who sent me the illustration on the coat? Brother David, you sent me the coat illustration? Where there's freezing? Where the little girl, where there was cold? Their hands were cold. I thought you sent it to me. Maybe you didn't. Anyway, someone sent me an illustration on Facebook or email somewhere. I read so much, I forgot. And it said, here was, everybody was standing around freezing. And said, here's a box, said free coats. Free coats. Yeah, you did. Yeah, okay. And he just walked up and he put one on. And man, it was good. It was good. He was beginning to warm up. Everybody else is freezing. And he begins to lay out the coats. And he's just trying to give coats to people. You know what? He said, they're free. Free, just put it on. I don't want it. Now that's a short version of what he sent me. But that's the way it is when we're trying to give salvation to people of the Lord. And it's laying it out. And in this world, they're troubled, turmoil. I'd like to heard somebody say through all this hurricane. And I've watched several clips, not just glued to the television, but through all the chaos and the storms. I'd just like to heard somebody say, and maybe some of you did, but I've not seen it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. He was with me through the whole thing. But they're looking for tomorrow. No tomorrows. Just today. Just today. That's what we've got. That's what we've got. Hey, Brother Gordon, come help me with this. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.